Hi and welcome to Swissquote's Daily Market Talk. It's Thursday, 14th of August. Discussions about how much the Fed should cut its interest rates is giving a decent push to US equity markets, especially to small and medium cap stocks. But today's PPI data from the US could eventually pour some cold water on overheated dovish Fed expectations. So we will dive into that and more. But before we do, please keep in mind that opinions are my own and this is not financial advice. So investors spent the day yesterday betting that the Fed would not only cut its interest rates by 25 basis points in September, but it could well deliver a jumbo rate cut as the CPI data released the day before came in softer than expected by analysts. So the Fed does now see a huge but a decent opportunity in betting that the Federal Reserve will increase its focus on slowing jobs market in the US rather than the tariff-led inflation risks that are, well, yet to materialize. So activity on Fed funds futures now gives around 95% chance for a 25 basis point cut from the Fed in September and a 5% chance for a 50 basis point cut. So bets that the Fed would hold off due to inflation risk is well off the table since the CPI release earlier this week. Now, diving deeper, Scott Bessent, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, was the ideal father of the 50 basis point cut in September. He also said in a Bloomberg TV interview that the unique model that Donald Trump's administration is putting in place to get a 15% cut from Nvidia and AMD's Chinese businesses was so successful in market reaction that it could serve as a model for other industries as well. Now, although the new model makes the US government look like a mafia organization, it will sure have a great impact for controlling the exploding US debt, at least some visible impact for sure. It could handle it to lower sovereign bond issuance from the US government and temper the long-term borrowing cost of the United States. That would be obviously good for companies and valuations from a borrowing point of view, but it would come with a price tag. Now, I'm not a huge fan of the idea and mixing everything up, but the bonds are reacting quite positively, the downside pressure being, of course, primarily due to the dovish Fed expectations that are rising materially these days. But the US 2-year yield is now testing the August lows. The US 10-year yield is steadying around the 4.23% level, lower than the 4.5 to 5% range that's been shown as the new potential normal due to a structurally higher long-term inflation expectations. And the US dollar index is down for the third consecutive session. Bitcoin, on the other hand, hit a fresh record high. But note that today's US PPI figures due later in the session could pour some cold water on heated dovish Fed bets, as both headline and core PPI numbers from the US are expected to have ticked higher on tariff costs in July. So if that's the case, we could eventually see a part of the dovish bets, especially those who favor a 50 basis point cut in September, reverse by the end of the week. Indeed, it would be totally insane, in my opinion, to deliver a jumbo rate cut next month and risk a backlash from the market like it has been the case last September. Remember, amid inflation uncertainties for the US, a 25 basis point cut, on the other hand, would be just sweeter and would lead to a more predictable market reaction than a jumbo rate cut. But anyway, I'm obviously not the Fed head, happily, and Trump will probably appoint one quite soon to bypass Jerome Powell and the Fed hawks and their cautious tone so that the Fed could do what it's supposed to do. Cut the interest rates. And according to the US Treasury Secretary, Mr. Scott Bessent, the US rates should be 150 to 175 basis point lower. Yet wait, Bessent thinks that the BOJ, on the contrary, is also behind the curve in addressing inflation and should hike the interest rate. So his words are apparently taken with so much seriousness that the USD JPY tanked and is testing the 50-day moving average level to the downside this morning in Japan, and the Nikkei is also down by 1%. Well, you know what? It's too bad for them. in the US, stock investors are obviously raving about the rising rate cut bets for the Federal Reserve. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ indices just extended their gains toward fresh all-time high levels yesterday. The S&P 500's equal weight index narrowed its gap with the original and the technology-heavy version at yesterday's trading session. NVIDIA actually retreated after CoreWeave, which is a neo-cloud provider backed by NVIDIA and that counts Microsoft and OpenAI among its biggest customers by far, announced higher than expected loss in the second quarter of this year. It didn't please investors, but I would like to open a small parenthesis here just to say that CoreWeave's losses last quarter were mostly due to its higher spending and some acquisitions to increase their capacity rapidly enough to meet the strong AI demand, and their revenue, on the other hand, actually beat market expectations by quite a large margin because they announced $1.20 billion revenue last quarter versus $1.08 billion expected by analysts. So even though CoreWeave is a volatile play for AI, a price dip sure looks interesting for those betting that today's loss is an investment for tomorrow's potentially bigger gaze. But anyway, coming back to indices, the rally that has started after the August NFP numbers in small and medium cap stocks is gaining momentum on the rising dovish Fed expectations this week. Remember, lower borrowing costs are so important for medium and small size businesses in the United States that are also under a very heavy pressure of higher tariff costs these days. So there couldn't be any better news than prospects of lower interest rates for the small and medium-sized businesses of the United States. As such, lower rate bets could drive money out of the technology stocks that have actually acted as a strong safe haven play amid tariff and rate uncertainty, remember, toward more sensitive pockets of the market as the rate expectations are pointing toward lower rates in the short run. So the million-dollar question here is whether a premature and an outsized rate cut from the Fed could boost inflation and backfire. But I have no answer to that question. The new BLS chief will certainly find a way to make the economic data, the inflation and jobs data from the US not too bad and politically correct for what the Fed is supposed to do. But still, if the US tech rally fades, it's probably better to diversify away from the US stocks. The stock 600 index could do some catch up after the rally has stalled in summer due to tariff shenanigans, but gains in Europe will likely be limited from here due to a limited further upside potential for the defense stocks that actually shouldered their rally in the first half of this year. I actually like Japanese stocks better these days, especially the technology heavy topics index, and believe that the Bank of Japan will be there to give support to its economy to counter the US disruptions, whatever Mr. Bessent thinks. Plus, the Japanese managed to secure the lowest tariff rate along with the Europeans in US tariff negotiations. Elsewhere, well, the Chinese stocks are looking strong these days on a relatively stable flow of trade news with the US. The Chinese mainland stocks are actually set to secure a 5% profit growth in the second quarter of this year, and this number reaches 13% for the overseas listed companies. In individual news, Tencent actually surpassed market expectations last quarter on AI-driven segments, while Alibaba's cloud intelligence group actually stood out in the second quarter of this year with triple-digit growth in AI-related product revenue, delivering an 18% year-over-year growth. So Nasdaq's Golden Dragon China Index jumped 2% just yesterday, and the index is up by almost 30% since its April dip, with potential for further gains, obviously, on supportive Chinese policies and also the growing AI demand there. So this is all for today. I'm Ipek Uskardeşkaya, and thank you for joining me, and thank you for all your beautiful and supportive comments. I hope this episode of Market Talk has been helpful and it has been insightful to you. So please do not hesitate to leave your comments, your reactions and your questions below as usual. Follow us on Instagram, on X, on LinkedIn, but also on WhatsApp, Threads, Telegram and Blue Sky for regular market updates. Subscribe to our YouTube channel for daily market comments. And please don't forget to hit the like button on these videos to let us know that you enjoy them. So I will meet you again tomorrow. And until then, good day trading.